Hey there, adventurers. Get those headphones adjusted, immerse yourself in fantasy, and roll the intro.
Last we left off our adventurers, they made their way to the town of Bakada. After approaching the town and entering into the town limits, they approached a notice board and found a piece of paper that was nailed up to the notice board asking for some help from a lady named Shayla that they could find at the tavern in town named the Dusty Bottle.
The sandy bottle.
Sorry.
I wrote it down, goddammit.
As they discussed with Shayla the contract that she was asking help for adventurers, she informed them that her neighbor, Marianne, has been missing for a week. On her walk home, she hears these weird whispers if she gets close to Marianne's house. She asked the guards for help. They wrote it off as a dog, and thus she posted the notice on the notice board. You guys obviously accepted the contract. She said she would pay you 100 gold. Wait, 150 gold.
Yeah.
For finding out what would happen. As you guys needed to wait for nighttime, Venthro asked if he could get up on stage and perform for the night. And of course, Shayla was like, yes, of course you may. And so as Venthro told this enthralling story, our wizard, Valindrian, wanted to help him and boost his performance a bit and used spells like Minor Illusion to dim the lights in the tavern and give off sound effects as Venthro told his story. The crowd loved it and they had a great time before it became the proper time to make their way to Marianne's house. And that is where we left you off. You guys just have arrived. Valindrian, I had you roll an arcana check, and you got a sense of negative magical energy within the house. You also decided to cast detect magic, and you detected the presence of transmutation magic that transforms one thing into another. Also, if you guys haven't, obviously, you've had multiple rests, so make sure you have Valindrian. You'd have one missing spell slot
because of detect slot,
but make sure your health is at full. What do you want to do? You're here. You have full control. Feel free to explore around.
So, detect magic is like you can concentrate on it for 10 minutes as you walk around, and it detects like in a 30-foot radius. So as we are searching through it, I would like for the next 10 minutes to concentrate on that to find like a spot from where it comes.
Okay.
So just keep that running as we explore it for the next 10 minutes at least.
Okay.
Can we
right now? It just feels like it's at the house. But yeah, you guys feel free to move around now. You can go ahead, explore the map. You should be able to see through windows. You can't go through windows, so please do not unless you're going to try to actually do that. I forgot to put up invisible walls, so your characters can't actually go. But if you want to try to go through the windows, you can do that.
On the walk here, me and Bernard would have mentioned the airship cost.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I thought you did that in the tavern when.
Oh, okay.
After the performance. But...
Oh, we would have done regardless, yeah. So.
Let's try the front door.
Okay.
Yeah, you can try the front door. I'll get ready to walk around the back.
I walk up to the front door and knock on the door.
One second. I just spilled some tea.
Well, that's a window here, right?
Yeah, that's a window.
Window, yeah.
Okay.
Gonna stay over here, goddammit.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that door not to open, and I'm gonna walk around the back.
I'll just keep looking through the window, I guess.
Yeah, so knock on the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is no response.
I will try to open the door.
Locked. Why don't you give me a perception check, though?
Okay. Natural 20.
Okay.
It's locked.
Pass the door. Well, I missed that.
It's locked.
I didn't hear that.
He literally just said, it's locked.
That's what it's locked.
Well, it is locked, yes, and nobody is answering the door, but you hear a
yeah, definitely somebody in there.
I'm gonna go try around the back.
Okay.
And I am in completely darkness and I cannot see anything.
Yeah, because I've walked around the corner. Yep.
Since I see that wait, Winthrow. I see that you're tumbling around aimlessly and I will just tap your shoulder and hold it like, you should have brought a torch or something. Come on, let me.
I have a candle.
You have a
candle? Then light it somehow.
Do you want...
I'll light a candle. Candle is only 20 feet.
20 feet, got it. Let me give that
I think it's only 10 feet.
This, my light is only 20 feet as well.
There you go. There's your light.
I'm walking around with a candle.
Okay. So... yeah, that's what you hear. Okay. You guys just gonna walk around the house?
Yeah, let's try the back.
Yep.
Okay.
On the way, can we try to look for like big rocks or something that could be, you know, a key could hide beneath it?
Is the fire lit?
Sure. I like that. Give me an investigation check for anybody that would like to look for that.
No.
I don't care.
That's a normal roll. That's a 10.
Nope. You do
looking
not find
through this window.
Yes.
Do I see the fireplace lit?
Yes, you do. Anything you can see on the map, you see as a character. That's what's so nice about this is I don't have to reveal stuff. There is, surprisingly enough, yes, there, as you look through this back, this window on the back wall, there is, you're looking into like a living room. You see a table with a tablecloth and plates and silver were laid out with four chairs around it. You see two nice comfy chairs in front of a fireplace that is lit and burning.
Can I try to open the window?
You may try to open the window.
Okay.
It does seem to be locked.
Shit.
Yes.
Well, next window.
Keep walking around. Oh. So I come around the side window and I see like a big scorch pan on the floor and I just, I'm just stopped and I point out to
as you walk around the house and look through a window on the eastern side of the house, you look into this room and you see an explosion mark on the ground and some of the planks, the wooden planks of the floor have splintered away. You see these big I don't know what they're called,
alchemy kits,
alchemy, like there
beakers.
Are big glass alchemies that are like as big as a human, and there's about six of them arranged and there's tubes going in and out of each one of them, and one glows and pulses this green and one pulses a red.
A still?
You mean a distiller?
Yeah, they're distillers. Thank you. They're distillers. These big glass distillers to make. I mean, you guys know this chick is an alchemist. This was not out. This looks like her little area, her little workshop. There's some bookcases that line the southern wall, and you can just make out a desk and a ruined chair and some broken glass on the ground. And there, like I said, there's like marks on the ground that look, you guys would know this from being in the military, like an explosion. And there is an indent. And like I said, right where those marks are, the wood planks of the floor have splintered away and you could see like the foundation of the house under the house.
Out the window.
The energy that I feel coming is coming from that room.
It's coming from all over the house, but one thing is you feel it under the house.
Under the house?
Yes.
All right. Does she, guys, does she maybe have a cellar? Because
well,
it feels like it's not
outside.
On the, because it feels like it's one level deeper, the magic that where it comes from. So maybe that's a possibility.
Can we try the window? Try and push the window open?
Yes, opens. You can, and it is unlocked.
Hey.
Okay. The window slides then open.
How high up is the window?
It's your standard window. You could make it through it. You just have to like hunch down a little bit. Everybody could make it through. It's a standard size window, so, and it's right like probably at your chest level. So, Bernard, you might need to like have someone help or make a climb check to like climb up into it, but it wouldn't be very hard to do.
No tossing.
I mean, hey, that is up to you guys. I am for it, but.
Bernard, would you like to go inside the window? I say to him.
He turns towards Winthrop.
Would you mind giving me a boost?
Yeah, I can give you a boost. I give him a horseshoe.
Okay.
I can push up.
Why is what, he's getting picked as like, what's against me? What's against me doing it?
Nothing is against you, big guy. Just get in.
So as you get in, why don't you all make me perception checks?
Perception.
That is
60. 20.
20. 21. Oh, no, 20. Perception skill.
You all
20.
Hear this?
Not 20.
21.
You all hear this, and you don't know exactly where it's coming from. It sounds like it's coming from everywhere, but it's go away, go away. No, no, please come in. Farther, farther, farther into the house. No, go, go away. I told them to go away. No, I'm telling them to come.
We all hear that.
And it's all different voices. It sounds like a bunch of different voices.
I don't know something about you, but I think the mice is talking to us.
Well, why are we in the house? Just curious.
To look for Marianne. I closed the window behind us.
Okay.
So the only thing we're here for is to look for Marianne.
Yes. Don't tell me you're scared, metal boy.
I would I would like to look around her workspace and approach the desk since I see some kind of a book there. Mm-hmm. Maybe she kept some notes on what she was working on and trying to find out what exactly went wrong in this experiment or something.
Okay.
I like to look down the hole.
You look at the book, and I'm going to read this to you because the image got messed up. I was going to have another image to pose to you guys, but it got messed up. So listen along, please. This new alchemy is hard to grasp. I've already almost killed myself 3 times just by handling the ingredients that those guys in the red robes and the creepy white masks gave me. Seems like I have taken on a fairly dangerous job this time around, but I didn't think that recreating a potion recipe would be so dangerous. Seems a little strange. They're being so secretive about everything, though. Shady folk, if you ask me. But I really could use this gold to get to Bahaset and study at the university there. This recipe is hard as hell to make. It's no minor health potion either. The ingredients alone are so toxic that even just handling them could kill you. I started to do some research on the ingredients that they supplied me with, and it turns out that the ingredients they gave me are supposed to come from a flower and some insects that are long extinct. How the hell did they even get these ingredients in the first place? And it seems like they have plenty of it. I didn't think too hard about it and just focused on doing what they paid me to do. Then you flip the page and it's another entry a couple weeks later. Actually, this date is about a week ago. Right
when she went missing.
Yes, this date is about a week ago. I finally got it. At first, I thought this potion was to enhance the taker's body, possibly enhancing one's strength or intelligence, but I was completely wrong. It's supposed to completely reshape the creature taking it into something completely different. I realized that not any creature could take this potion. Only humans. Only the human body could take and accept this potion. No wonder it wasn't working on rats or the cats I tried. They just melted into this ooze, leaving only but their bones and organs left. It's great that I finally have finished this job, but I'm at a loss of what they would need this kind of potion for. It reacts poorly with animals, but it's supposed to work on humans. Obviously, I didn't have any human test subjects, which I'm against, so I decided to rub some on my own skin. But nothing happened. The potion mixed well and is the correct color with the correct smells. Maybe you have to drink it. I don't know. I'm not drinking it, but I'm definitely done with it. Either way, the job's complete. Oh man, am I tired. It's probably just because I'm not sleeping well, but I also have a major headache. I'm glad to be done with this. And that's what the journal says.
Mm.
Man, who the fuck's experiences got cats? And yeah, let them meld into will, what the fuck?
I will relay that to the party, of course. And I guess what you've just read, my character would have read out loud.
Yeah,
to the party.
And I will get you that in a journal form, just as text, so you guys have that.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Guessing she drank it as not to use any test subjects.
I mean, literally
you know, she rubbed
note,
it on herself a little bit.
Yeah.
But she didn't drink it.
She seemed pretty avert to doing it, and I mean, she as Winthrow read it, Valendrian, it seems like she didn't really know what she was mixing. I mean, maybe skin contact does something different.
What's in that hole?
Could be.
I mean, it looks like someone's exploded here, so...
Yeah,
yeah, and you said it was down to the, like, below the house, right?
Yes, so there is no basement. As you guys look down, it's just dirt, but it's like the foundation. So there's like a cement, or like a stone foundation around the whole house that's maybe 5 to 6 feet tall, and then there's the flooring of the house. So it's just dirt. But as you look down there, why don't you give me a perception check?
Oh, no.
With disadvantage because it's dark. And you don't have dark.
But I have my light on.
Yeah, but he's
and
looking
I have my
under
candle.
The... Okay, yes. Do you want to like lower your hand down into the hole with your candle?
No.
I'm not saying anything.
That was very suggestive.
A four.
A four. As you're looking down, you think you see something, but you dismiss it right away, but then everybody hears, he's looking in the hole. Is he going to see us? No, I don't think he can see us in the dark.
I have
the just something
they're
down
the
there.
Why there?
I
journal.
Would like to do something. I would like to walk over to a bookshelf,
okay.
Grab one of the books, and then cast light on the book. So okay. Then the book is then glowing light,
okay.
And then drop the book in the hole.
Okay. Everybody look down there.
Throw it in the hole.
Okay. Don't see anything.
Well done. After you, metal boy.
If you go down in this hole, you will have to be on your stomach or crouched. It's not tall enough to stand. Like, Bernard would be the only person that could stand upright. And if you have any sort of reach weapon or longsword or something similar, you will have disadvantage on swinging it.
Can we search the house before we go in the hole?
Of course you can. There's a door right behind you.
I would also
I think
like
might
to
be wise.
To try something.
Okay.
Reach down the hole with my mage hand.
Okay.
And try, if I try fishing around it, if I notice anything or come across anything.
No.
All right.
Happens. Okay. So you guys move your way out that door, which leads into the living room with the fireplace. You see, it is actually just a living room. And
quite comfy chairs.
Yep, comfy chairs. There's two of them. There's a book that is just a typical book that somebody would read for entertainment, laying on a little coffee table in between both.
I take it.
Both comfy chairs in front of the fireplace. Okay, you take it. That's fine.
I take the book and
put fireplace
it in the
is lit.
Yes, fireplace is lit weirdly.
There is no stairs in this building.
No,
so
there's nothing.
There is
downstairs.
No cellar. I did say that.
And there's no top floor. It's literally
if
one floor.
If there's anyone downstairs. They're in under the house in some form of cavern, maybe.
So, Valindrian, when you walk into that storage room that you're in right now, so it's this storage room, and it's got all of like where she would keep her food, ingredients, water and barrels, stuff like that. You hear something trying to like push up from under the rug that you're standing on. There's this big rug in the middle of the room, and it's
I see that here.
It looks like if somebody had like a pole of some sort under the rug and started pushing up from under the rug. That's what it looks like right in the middle.
He looks down at his feet and looks back at Winthrow. I feel something beneath that here. Quickly, help me get rid of this rag here. Let's move it away. And he would cast his mage hand to grab the edge of the rug.
What am I supposed to do? I'm not touching that rug if you're not touching it.
Fine, then I'll dismiss the mage hand and touch it with my own hands.
Yeah, and I'll and go together, help him.
We would roll the rug together southwards so that it is, and then back against the window.
Okay, so you guys would be back against the windows?
Yeah, we at roll it up, and then we look at the, or I at least would look at the ground where that pole might have come from.
As you roll it back up, you hear a loud crack, the floor splinters, and a gooey monster appears. It's got 1,000 eyes and a bunch of different faces, and on all different parts. This is like a blob of goo.
Ew.
And everybody needs to roll initiative. Okay, combat starts. Aha. Oh ho. Aha ha ho. First one up in the initiative. Oh wait, who's got better dex? Vinthro or
I have plus two.
Oh, you both have plus two? Roll off.
No, I have 17, so plus three.
Oh, okay, so you would go first.
Yes. That's also why he's first on this thingy majiggy, I think.
So before you, you see this gooey blob that stands about 6 feet tall, and it's just got, it doesn't have any arms, it doesn't have any legs, it just has eyes and mouths with sharp teeth. Ugh. Or a sharp teeth in it, and around its base is like this gooey substance that kind of spreads out from it for about 5 feet in every direction of it. Bernard, you're first up.
Right. So if I understand you correctly, so like around 5 feet around, there's like a puddle, I suppose.
Yeah, of its like gooey substance.
So it's like part of its body, or is it just like a secretion?
Looks like it's attached to it.
Right. Having just walked into the room, Bernard kind of startles back, takes out the rapier, and just tries to stab it into
the spar around it.
Okay. Like, he wouldn't try to step on it.
Once you get close to it, I need a strength saving throw.
Ooh.
You step in its gooey substance and you try to lift your foot. And
No, that's what I meant. Like, I don't want to step into it. I want to stab into
the
substance.
He's stepping
into the substance. Okay.
Yeah.
So like, I'm standing where I'm standing. Like this, I think.
Nope.
Attack. Normal. Yep. All right, well, we're getting there.
Ooh.
Eight.
It was so close to a 19 on a dice.
It misses. Well, you stab into it, but nothing happens. Actually,
it doesn't recoil or anything.
Yeah, but still give me that save throw. Strength saving throw.
No.
See if you can pull your sword out of it.
Brother.
Yeah. Bruh.
Hey, I didn't create
save throw, you said,
creature.
Right?
I didn't create it. Be mad at Wizard Coast.
I'm going to bite
fine.
You.
You're fine.
Right. 14.
Yep. You're fine. You pull it out, but it's like, oh shit. I actually have to pull on this. It's very gooey. It looks like dough that's like too wet. Like wet dough, just a reddish, it's all red, I should say that as well. It's like this reddish, doughy blob.
That's going to be his turn.
All right. Vinthro, you're up. And then it is Kronos is on deck.
Okay, well, I would like
NPCs. Wow.
To cast Vicious Mockery on it.
Okay.
You are so ugly. Not even your mother could love you.
That's really fucking rude. That's really fucking rude, dude.
And
hear it whisper at you.
Saving throw on 13.
13? Okay.
Yeah.
I rolled a... What is it? Wisdom?
13. Yeah, wisdom.
Yep. Wisdom. It fails.
Okay. That's 3 damage. Psychic damage to it.
Okay.
And I'll stay in my corner with my rapier ready.
Okay. Perfect. That's your turn. All right. Kronos, you're up. Monster is on deck.
These boxes I see behind me, how big are they?
Standard size box. Like, you'd have to... It'd be hard for, like, a normal-sized person to move it by themselves. You could pick it up if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I'd like to pick a box up and throw it at this creature.
I don't think... Do you have any proficiencies with improvised weapons? I think only barbarians do.
No, I do not.
Okay, so just roll a d20 and... That's it.
Without any proficiency bonus.
Yep. 8 misses. You throw the box and Valindrian, make me a dexterity saving throw.
Because
you guys are perfectly like diagonally from each other practically.
Dexterity. What type of saving throw?
Yeah, saving throw.
Normal.
Oh yeah.
Natural 20.
Yeah, you as Kronos throws the box and completely misses this monstrous glob of dough. Valindrian, you see a box coming at you and you duck just in the time and it crashes and breaks against the wall.
Boy, there, watch it.
All right. Kronos, anything else up you gonna do?
I don't think there is anything I can do. I'm not going to go in close because this mass is just awful. And then the actual seepage of its own flesh around it in a circular fashion, I ain't going near that. That's my attack action, so I guess...
Okay.
My movement is to step up back again and get ready to pick up another box.
Okay.
Kronos the box roll.
It is... Oh, wow. The monster actually goes last. Valindrian, you are...
Again, sorry, I forgot about this again. It's a new day, right? By now?
Yeah.
So we get 2 new d20s because of portent.
Yeah. Roll those up real fast for me then. Why don't you?
Yes. 1.
Well, that's
11.
Not good.
Well, depends on the situation, and the 7. Okay.
Well, you want high or low, not in the middle.
Yeah, kind of. I will just step back a bit and cast a firebolt at it.
Okay. Perfect.
Then that motherfucker.
Oh no, it doesn't work with the Gifling.
Nope.
The damage. Why doesn't it do an attack roll?
Because Firebolt is not an attack roll.
Firebolt is no.
Yeah.
It's a ranged. Well, if you click
on the dice, right?
Yeah.
You have to hover over it and click on the dice.
Yeah, I did. Attack and damage.
Yeah, you gotta press attack.
Okay, normal.
Ooh, hit.
Yeah, 21.
That's a hit. That's definitely a hit.
Now the damage. Normal.
Nice.
Max, no, that's not normal. That's not normal.
So you send off a firebolt and it hits one of the eyes of the creature and it... That's really fucking rude, man. That's really, really fucking rude. That really hurt. Come on. What the fuck? You hear it and say to you.
That's his turn.
7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Perfect.
Because something was poking out of it.
It is the monster's turn, and these tentacles shoot out, like four of them, in like three different directions and start flapping in the air really fast. And it's going to use its... we're going to do one of the mouths. It's going to look at Bernard. You see a mouth, like, it looks like it's starting to throw up something. And it's going to shoot this, like, red gooey substance at your face. And I need a dexterity saving throw from you.
Right, you can get it.
Natural one, blinded.
Saving throw.
Don't.
Okay. Blinding spittle. The mouther spits a chemical glob at a point it can see in 15 feet. The glob explodes in a blinding flash of light on impact. Each creature within 5 feet of the flash must succeed a DC 13 saving throw or be blinded until the end of the mouther's next turn. So you are effectively blinded until the end of its next turn.
Yeah.
Got it? Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That's its turn. Next up, we're back at the top of the round. Oh, I forgot to begin combat. That's why. Okay, round two. Bernard, you're blinded.
Can I remember?
You can try to walk around or do something.
Yeah. To the right, to the token's right, was a...
it's a wall.
It's like a wall, right?
It's like a quarter of a wall.
So there was like nothing around me. What Bernard's going to do is he is just going to stumble backwards. Kind of dazed and just dodge, really.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to allow you to take the dodge action because you're blinded.
That's fine.
All right.
So you just kind of...
Yeah, just walk back. And then you like walk back and you feel the back of the wall. I mean, you walked in this way, so you kind of remember. Again, you guys are in the military, so when something like this happens, you kind of know what to do if you get blinded or similar situation. So you walk up and you feel the wall behind you. And you kind of can, you still can hear, so you know the gibbering monster is, mouther, I'm sorry, gibbering mouther is in front of you.
Could I try to, would you allow dodging in terms of, like, hiding behind a shield?
Sure, yeah, I'll let you, like, bring up your shield and kind of just hide behind it, yeah, for sure.
Kind of crouch down, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, kind of give yourself, you know what, I'll give you, since you're so small, I'll give you half cover.
Hey.
Or that.
I'll give you half cover because you. I imagine you put your shield down and sit down on the floor behind it. I'll give you.
It's more of a buckler though, so it's not that large.
Oh, it's not too big.
Yeah,
maybe quarter. Like a quarter cover.
Yeah, I'll give you quarter.
Okay, so instead of the dodge, it's like quarter cover. Fine.
Yeah. All right. Next up is Vinthro. Kronos, you are on deck.
I will walk up to the window and step the goo that's on the floor. I'll try to step the goo at least.
That's what I think it sounds like, but okay. Roll an attack. 17.
18.
You stab. 18. You stab your rapier and send the goo. And it's like, whoa, man, that fucking hurts. Really fucking damage.
There you go. That's seven damage.
Seven? Wait, what? Seven? Oh, that was a six.
Seven.
Okay, yeah. Make me a strength saving throw, please.
Okay. Well, that I can do here. That is... I need to see. How much do I have minus on this one? I have...
Saving throw?
13!
13 makes it. You... Oh, shit. Oh! And ripped it out. Yeah.
Ugh!
Yeah, there's some goo on the tip of your rapier.
And I would like to move back.
Okay, perfect.
Into my corner.
Yep. All right. Kronos, you're up. Velindrin, yes. You're on deck.
I would like to take out a dart out of one of my pouches.
Yep.
And I will... No, as in just like a hand dart.
I know. I always think of it like as a blow dart, though. I know it doesn't need to be. I just...
Attack. Normal. That's a...
That hits.
15.
Either way, it hits.
15 hits, so that hits four.
Nice.
Four damage.
Four?
Four damage from one of those, and then... There isn't really much else I can do. I will step to the side, basically in front of Bernard.
Perfect. All right.
And then end of turn.
All righty. Velindrin, you are up. And then it's the monster's turn.
Velindrin will again cast a firebolt.
Okay. Hell yeah. Someone up.
Kill a bitch.
20.
It hits.
Hey.
Jeez.
Nice. Oh.
You're running good.
High roller.
So far.
Keep going, Venice. Keep it
so
up.
So far.
All right. You send off another firebolt and like a mouth eats it, but it burns the inside of his mouth and it comes back at you and says, "Stop lighting my mouth's on fire. It hurts."
Start choking on that.
It is nice the monster's turn. It is going to send out two tentacles to smack you around, Valindrian, because you keep sending firebolts on it. It gets a multi-attack. So two tentacles come at you now. And I got a 10 and an 8 to hit.
Both miss.
Both miss. Okay.
Surprisingly.
All right. Well, so the tentacles come, and out of rage, the monster's feeling for you because you keep setting it on fire. It swings inaccurately, and you just dodge out of the way of both of them. Good job. And that's its turn. Bernard, it is your turn. You are no longer blinded.
Right. So remind me, when Winthrow and Velindrin rolled up the rug, they said they rolled up towards north or south?
South. The rug is down where we are
standing. Yeah.
The rug is where we are.
Unfortunate.
Towards the front of the house.
So just using the ruler here, that's pretty far. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, this room's about 40 feet long.
Is there like a box or a plank that is light enough for me to grab?
There is a few baskets with what seem to be carrots and apples and just vegetables on the left side of the room. You could run and pick up. Those would be light enough.
I'm just gonna... So like here, you say?
Yep.
All right, so 10. And wait. Okay, so what I would try to do is Bernard would try to run up towards the baskets.
Okay.
Take one and empty it, you know, in one motion.
Yep.
And could he try to run towards the blob and essentially jump onto the blob in a way that, like, use the basket as a foothold on it to be on top of it?
I fucking love it. Yeah. let's see what this would be. I'm going to say sleight of hand and then an acrobatics check for the jump. So sleight of hand to see if you can like get the basket where you need it to be. And then a
12.
Sleight of hand for the 12.
Yeah.
I'll say, yeah, sure. Why not?
And then an
acrobatics check.
That's a little easier for me.
Nice.
21. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You where exactly on the monster, like the side of it, because it is about
like
6 feet tall. So I wouldn't be able to, but you could get on like the side of it, because it's not just like a perfect blob. It's like, and it's got so many different dimensions and levels to it. I'll say there's like a 4-foot blob off closer to you, and you stick it on top of it, the basket, and now you're standing like face to face with the tallest part of the blob.
Would you say that's an action, or could I get a stab in?
Oh, I'm going to say that's an action.
Then I'm going to action surge.
Okay.
Ooh.
Cool.
Sort of frill the basket onto the blob, step on it in a jump, and in that motion, just try to lunge the rapier into the center of the mass.
Cool.
Where's the item inventory? All right. Attack. All right. 17.
Hey. He hit.
Or
oh,
minimum damage, but that's 6 piercing.
Six piercing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, perfect. You now I need a strength saving throw, please.
For the weapon,
sword gets stuck.
Don't end up as supper.
Hey, I'll do whatever I want. Strength save, normal.
Oh, it's a good move.
10? Yeah.
Your sword, you slash it, you stab into it. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. You put both hands on? Hey. Uh-oh.
Lego!
Uh-oh. You'll have to make another strength saving throw on your next turn to try to pull it out.
Sure.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Cool. So you all see Bernard run over to the basket of apples, empties it, starts running towards the monster, jumps. Puts a basket down on one of the lumps and lands perfectly on top of it, and then stabs in with such a fluid motion. But then you see him like start to panic a little as his sword is stuck in this monster now and he can't pull it out. Perfect. Vinthro, you are up. Kronos, you're on deck.
You okay there, buddy? I'll walk up while it's distracted and stab the goo again.
Stab, stab.
Let's see here. Actually, why do I do that? I have down on my goddamn macro thingy. No, that's 10.
Okay. 10 hits.
Hey!
It does not have great armor class.
That's a 4 damage.
Perfect.
And I will walk away from the gooey again.
Not before you give me a strength saving throw.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
See if your rapier gets stuck.
That's a natural 20.
Yeah, so 19. No, you slice right through it, and you actually cut off a good chunk of it, and it like starts like wiggling on the ground like a dead snake that just got its head cut off. Its body would still like wiggle on the ground. And that's what it kind of looks like. All right, Kronos, you are up. Then Valindrian, you are on deck.
So, I just want to get like chronological order in. We moved the rug. This thing jumped out from the floorboards.
Yeah.
And then like we all attacked. Through,
Yes.
Well, it's yeah, basically.
So it never attacked us.
No. It did. Well, no. It kind of broke through the floorboards and.
It was very hostile. Like,
yeah, I mean,
it was a monster that just came out of the floor. So
it would have attacked you if that's what you were looking for.
Then but I will use my movement to run up to the side of Bernard. Wait, he's in. You're in a liquid, right?
Yeah. He's like standing on a basket that's like 4 feet high off the ground.
He's trying to like mount the monster, the blob.
Okay. Even have a handle, you know?
Yeah. Rodeo ride.
Yeah.
Punch it!
Yeah, but if his arm gets stuck inside of it, he's gonna
punch it. No, you have 2 arms.
You could pull him away.
Oh fuck! Can I do like a jump and leap onto like, the middle of it and try and jump on its back in like a chokehold or like two-handed fist it in the back of the head?
Okay, sure.
You can certainly try.
Where was the concern about being pulled into it? Now you're literally jumping into it yourself.
If I'm gonna get stuck, I'm gonna get stuck properly. It's all or nothing.
Don't half-ass it. You know?
Make me an athletics check to see like how far it, and you can jump.
That is 19.
20. Nice. You get like center mass, and as soon as you jump into it, you start to sink into it. Both hands and feet, and you're going to need to make a strength saving throw to try to loosen one of your arms from it.
Where is saving throw? So I just click on...
Click on strength and then saving throw, not ability check.
Okay.
That's 15.
15 does it. You free one of your arms. But that took up your action.
Guys! Don't jump on it!
Yeah, we could have figured that out.
Could have told you so!
All right. That's really all you can do. Valindrian, you are up.
Yeah, I'll keep frying it. And that's another... I will use the 11 of my portent now, since I know that it has at least 10 of its armor class, so it should hit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, if you just want to have an 11 on your attack.
Don't need to roll that. Well, yeah, it's an 11 either way.
Yeah. With an 11, you do hit. Oh my god.
Ooh,
you've rolled max damage 2 times and the 9 the other time.
Yes.
Awesome. You send off another firebolt and it hits it in one of its eyes. And she's like, hey,
let my friends go.
Fuck you. No, fuck you.
Let them go.
You attack
them.
Go. Fuck you. And then it's, you did 10 damage. Let me put that down real fast.
That's it, Witcher. Send it to the Clanken House.
Clanken House.
I know some German. That's about it.
Okay. Ooh, it's starting to... It's like... Every time before, like, as you would burn it, the skin would kind of regenerate, but now you're actually seeing your burn marks stay. And it's looking a little hurt. But it is the monster's turn, and he is going to... bite Kronos, he's gonna bite you 2 times because you're right up against him. Yep. And I got a natural 20 and a 13 to hit.
Fuck. Nat 20 does hit, obviously. Okay. 13 does not.
Okay. I almost rolled max damage both.
Ooh.
9. Take 15 points of damage.
15?
What 15. Kind of damage?
I guess it'd be piercing because it's teeth.
Okay.
Wow.
It was a crit, so...
It was a crit.
Really bad.
Yeah. Really bad. Probably should have jumped into a doughy look-like creature with a bunch of mouths all over it.
Oh. And I can't heal you.
All right, Bernard. It's your turn.
All right.
Strength saving throw first up. This won't take your action.
Let's go.
Yep. You pull it out with both hands.
Pull it out.
That was so close to an actual one.
Like, pulls it out and, you ugly bastard, rams it back in.
That's really, ow, fuck. All right, put your,
So it is a
nice.
Four to hit. That's with,
six.
I'm negating Witcher, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to be a balance there, you know?
Can I try to pull this turn, or would you say that's like for next turn? Because
That'd be next turn, since we've already done once. Okay.
He's kind of going to try to start pulling it out.
Yeah,
What even are you?
I'm a fucked up creation. Fuck you. All right. Vindro, it is your turn. Kronos, you're on deck.
I don't know if you are... In my world, I never allowed healing magic on Warforged because they were metal. But in the books, healing magic actually is allowed on them.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
It would be pretty hard to heal them without. You know?
Yeah, I think just for the sake of we're only 4 players and we don't have like an actual
dedicated healer.
Yeah, you can
heal. Well, dedicated. I'm trying to be, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Either way, you can heal.
I'll like to heal him as my bonus action with healing words.
Get.
That is... Hey, 7 health.
That's max health.
Bam. Yeah. All right.
And then I would pretty like
good.
To
guess we're rolling good today.
Go up and stab it again.
Stab, stab.
That's my action. See, that is
yep.
12.
That hits.
And a normal damage roll. That is 8 damage.
That's good damage.
Yeah.
Finthro.
Yeah.
How would you like to finish this creature?
I would like to just try to stab at it as many times as possible.
Okay.
Step, step, step. Yeah, every time I see an eye, step at it.
Yeah.
Every time I see like a mouth come snapping at me, step.
It's like that game, like hit the hedgehog or whatever the fuck it is. Whack the beaver or whatever the fuck it's called. And you just, every time an eye opens, you stab it. Like, ah, fuck you, man. Ah, fuck you. Ow, my eyes, my eyes, my eyes. And it, it stops moving and kind of just turns into a small glob of red ooze. And that is combat over.
That's one for Winthro, 0 for nasty goo-lip thing.
All right, good job, guys. You killed.
What did we learn?
The gibbering mouther.
Not to jump headfirst into things.
Yeah.
And you like have a residue all over the front side of your body of this creature, just red glops of gooey substance.
Also,
that's
I'll
like
clean,
slowly falling off you.
I'll clean Bernard's face with prestidigitation.
Yeah, he
because
has
I
like,
guess he still has
yeah,
like
his eyes
face.
Are like goopy and really like bloodshot and shit. And,
I would like to go up to Kronos and try to, with the cantrip mending, mend some of his compartments together that got loose because of the bites. What was the healing again for him when I used mending on the Warforged? 1d4?
Yeah, I think it was 1d4 we used last time.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, because mending is not a powerful spell, is it? It's a cantrip,
no,
isn't it?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
Why'd you heal for 4?
Hey, that's good job.
Something. That's very good.
Why don't I get a history check from Valindrian, Vinthro, and that's it. Just you two. Bernard, you two.
Oh. Yeah, I'm proficient in it, so.
Yeah, I'm also a proficiency in it, so
I
that's
mean, I guess it, don't matter.
It doesn't matter anymore. Yeah.
Oh my
Nine
god.
For me, and another
oh my
natural
god.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just let you guys
I'm
roll.
Better
this.
Than kind of.
God, I
roll
wish
you got
wrong
too. You
I'll just let you guys.
Bernard gets one, and Valendrian gets one. Vinthro has to roll the dice as well.
So
go on, Ben.
You guys.
I did.
Would So you guys would know that this is a gibbering mouther. A gibbering mouther is produced from a failed magical experiment, whether it's drinking a potion, rubbing a potion on yourselves, trying to do something with a spell. And that is how this monster was created. And with 2 natural 20s, you get the feeling, since you know what this is and that Marianne has been missing for over a week, this is probably Marianne, or was.
But what about the cats, man?
The cats were probably a part of this too.
And the rats.
Oh,
god damn it.
God, but I'm not touching that. No.
Yeah, it's.
Come give me a hug.
And it's got a pretty bad smell to it as well, especially now. It's like starting to decay fairly quickly. Like it was red, and now it's starting to turn like a dark greenish tint to it. Yeah.
Can I walk down to the rug way down south and pick up the rug and start drying myself off
sure.
its
yeah.
essence? No, you could just
I don't know what to even call it. The goo?
Globs of goo and
minced
meat.
Just clean it up with the rug. As best I can.
I'll go as far as way, far away as possible from Kronos at the moment.
All right. Go ahead.
I would have like some sort of a small little vial potion or something for a sample of it.
And
like,
if you needed one, you're in the house of an alchemist, so you could find one if you didn't have one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't feel good like robbing her, but I just get like a small vial from myself. With my mage hand, I would like to just
scoop it up.
I always take mage hand for such stuff, like
yes,
and just a sample of it to pour into a that little vial for me to analyze it in case we come into anything like that again.
Okay.
Maybe know its properties a bit better.
Okay, cool. You do
tuck it away
these.
Again.
Yeah, do it with these.
Nice.
Once I've cleaned myself off, I'm going to turn around to the rest of the guys. I'm going to fake a yawn. Just like, it's getting pretty tired, guys. I think we should turn in for the night.
Not until we finish what we started.
It's probably about 1 a.m. right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to look over the rest of the house.
Okay. Anything in particular you're looking for?
Notes. Ingredients that the Red Robes gave or something like that.
Okay. Okay.
Don't rob her.
In her bedroom, her bed chambers, there's a chest at the edge of her bed. And inside that chest, you find 50 gold pieces that's in this red...
Yoink.
It's got
For fuck's sake.
It's a red... It's a red coin purse with a white mask stitched in it. And the mask is very simple.
You said
there's 50. No, there's no mouth on the mask. And there's just two eye holes that are slanted in square and rectangles.
I will empty the pouch and I will show the pouch to my friends. And say, I found this pouch in the chest.
Hey, did you also find a bathroom? Because it doesn't seem to be one on this whole house.
There's one. I just don't.
Could I make either an arcana or a history check to maybe recognize the symbol of a specific cult if I have read about it somewhere? Or
I can also try to use a history check.
Anything at all to recognize it?
I would say...
If no, that's all right. It might be so mysterious or not well known.
I'm honestly trying to think if there would... I don't think there would be. No.
Well, then that's not an option.
Because this is related to the actual campaign and it will make more sense. But no, you wouldn't know. There would be no stories about these people or history books.
Well, then...
Not even for a person that literally live to tell stories and hunt stories in the world?
Yes. Not even for you.
Motherfucker!
Very secret.
I mean, they want to be mysterious and not well known, so it makes sense.
I'm hunting for that. That's literally my
everything.
Thing. I hunt stories.
I also don't know everything, unfortunately. Maybe when we're at level 20.
Maybe.
But
Valindrian,
yes.
Do you? I don't suppose you know of a way to counteract the effects of the transformation.
Kind of points towards the blob.
I think she's dead already. I think that's a little bit too late.
I mean,
I don't think that's really a choice.
I don't deal that much in necromancy, if that's what you're asking.
We don't.
Isn't No. Of course not. I'm just curious if we.
No, as far as I know, when such an experiment fails, it's irreversible, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I mean, we did our job, right? We didn't.
Yeah,
we were to investigate
and find out what happened to Marianne.
We did investigate. That's true.
That's what happened to Marianne. And then
we fulfilled
it attacked us, so we had no choice but to kill it, right?
Yeah,
hostile. We did our job to the letter. We couldn't have known what was keeping us, what
we
would expect us here.
The blob attacked, and that's what we tell. Whoever in the
but it was hey, it was a dog whispering through walls.
It was definitely
according to the guard.
This was definitely no dog.
No,
this was a
very
fucking ugly dog.
Maybe it was part of it.
I don't know. It was a strange suit.
Yeah, part of it looked like a dog. Let's go with that.
How can you find dog in this?
Hey,
I'm just going off what she wrote down in notes.
There was cats and rats.
Let's just make it sound nice, okay? Because this is horrible. If we
it
tell
the
story
like
to people,
dog.
If we tell the
like
story to people, like you're going to tell people, you're going to say a hideous abomination.
Yes.
You're not going to say, oh yeah, a nice little dog came after us, so we killed it.
No.
That's fucked
up. No.
Of course I'm
going to
say hideous abomination.
we shouldn't fancy this, but we shouldn't make it any more horrific than it needs to be.
Why don't we just say
I'm glorifying the shit out of this story. Just
let's just say we were attacked by a cat dog person.
No!
We were attacked by some strange glob being as a result of a failed potion consumption. Or something
an abomination.
Like that.
It's one word.
And we need to
nice
tell that to Shayla and just tell her what happened, basically.
Yes.
Whatever story you make out afterwards, that's up to you, but
I'm glorifying the shit out of it.
So, what's going on with this house? Can we,
it's just a house.
Can we just, claim the house as our own?
No, that's not how it works.
No,
there's laws
coming
to that.
But, I mean, we technically killed the owner of the house.
Yeah,
so
that's not
that
how
doesn't
you
make
get
it
the ownership of the house.
that's not how you get property.
I don't know how you guys work these things, but it was
technically we just did a crime, killing the owner of a house.
When you kill an enemy and you search their pockets and you take their things.
That's how it is in war, but not in civilized times.
You kill this person, they're not going to need a sentient bond, let's just steal the house.
No, but then it's the property of the state.
Yes. The house technically belongs now to the city, and the city needs to find someone else to move into it. It's kind of a...
You people are fucked up, aren't you?
No.
I'd have just taken the house and just sold
it. Yeah, and then you have to pay for the house.
The house pays for itself. Because if we steal the house and the build the house, we can sell it. We can make money. We can be realtors.
We need to make money like we did here by fulfilling contracts for person of need.
Yes.
This is more money.
When you die, Cronus, all your belongings fall technically to the state. Technically.
If I die, so to say, now fall to you guys because I know you'd be in my pockets.
No, we would never do that.
That's a fucking lie.
When we make so much money eventually that we can buy or build ourselves an own headquarters of maybe
I'm definitely going for a castle.
An adventurous guild that we might found eventually, that's a way to do it. But for now, I think we should go back to Shayla and tell her what happened.
Yeah, I think we should find the potion that's to blame for this, to kind of dispose of this.
I think
it's... I want to, as proof of what we found, take the notebook, her diary with me, to show to Shayla.
Okay.
Yeah, the pouch and all that.
Yeah, so some other things you get from the house are two healing potions that you guys can get. Just your standard healing potions.
We'll take one.
And there are the...
So,
and a potion of Featherfall.
Ooh,
Featherfall. Wow.
I'll take a potion of healing.
Three potions, and then you can, grab the
journal. I have that spell, actually.
Well, then give it to somebody that doesn't have that spell.
Yeah, so I don't
need
this
guy on the team.
Cronus and Bernie take the Feather Falling. Somebody else take the healing potion as well. Maybe Cronus or Bernie.
You want me to take
You got two
healing
potions.
I'll take the
healing
potion.
When you say Bernie, I always need to think of Ernie and Bert from...
Well, to be fair, he called himself Bernie, so my character just called
on to it. Ernie and Bert.
Yeah. All right.
He's got a nickname, yeah?
You guys, you start walking your way back to the tavern. You get there, it's not a big town, but you guys do get back there. And once you get back, the tavern has quieted down. There's only a few people left. It is getting ready to shut down for the night. And you see Shayla just cleaning up the bar.
We have some news. I wouldn't say good news.
Oh.
It turns out your friend is passed away. Really?
Yes.
What are you guys talking about? Your friend died. She took a potion that she was working on.
Yeah, passed away.
Okay.
Yeah, it killed her.
That makes a lot more sense.
She was in contact with some shady guys, apparently dressed in red robes and wearing white masks.
Yeah, I saw them talking to her at her tent in the marketplace.
Yes.
That's a shame.
And apparently they wanted a potion of her. She was experimenting with this potion. Apparently it turned everything into goo. Hmm. And then she tried to rub it on herself, and it turned her into goo.
Well, she was always kind of reckless with her potions, but...
Well, to be fair, she did not want to drink it. She just tried to rub it on herself. We do have a note that
I will hand it to her now.
Okay.
That's like her last journal entry is.
Thank you for this. I'll read it later. I appreciate it. And I promised...
My condolences.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, sorry for your loss.
As I promised, 150 gold. Let me go get that for you guys.
Hey, what's going to happen to her house?
I know she has family in Udesh. She'll probably go to them.
Oh, that's fine. Don't say anything else.
Good.
And she walks to the back, and a few moments later comes back with a coin purse full of 150 gold pieces.
That would be 37 for each of us.
The coin purse?
But
and
also,
say,
remember, you have 100 gold that you need to spend on tickets if you want to go to Osset, which is...
Yes. That is why I'm taking the pouch, saying I'm going to be the bank of the party for now. When we get to a city, we also need to invest this money into a bank. So we can pay with tickets like normal people.
Vinthro, me and Bernard earlier, we said we would go back and pay for the tickets. They're not expecting you, they're expecting us. So I'm going to
need 100 gold. 100 gold.
Okay, I take the pouch.
Bernard, well, there's still 50 in it, so I take that out and then give you the 100.
I gathered that.
Yes.
Bernard, let's go pay for our tickets.
It's one in the...
It's open 24/7.
Did say that.
Okay, well, if you want to do that, I'm going to bed. I'm going up to my room and going to bed. Kronos, you are sleeping with Bernie.
What? Doing what?
Yeah, we got two rooms. We got two rooms.
Oh, yeah.
I will
sharing
stand
rooms.
In the room in the corner. I don't need to sleep, as you are well aware.
Yes, but we still... You're not coming into my room when you're going to...
I will stand in your room and I will watch you while you sleep. I do not mind.
I am locking
you the fuck out.
I am locking the door. And if you break it, you have to pay. And it's not coming out of the party fund. It's not coming out of the party fund.
Then I guess Valendrian would go into one room with Winthrow.
Yes.
Just meditate on the bed.
Okay. Yes. So you guys do that. You guys go get your tickets. Make it your way back. And...
Oh, let me try pressing long rest here.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that will do for
rest?
You.
Rest? Yeah, it restores everything.
Oh, hell yeah, that's cool.
Spell slots, hit points.
So you guys get your long rest in, and you are woken the next morning. It's probably about, you guys went to bed a little late, so I'll say it's about 9, 10 o'clock, somewhere in between there. Got a few hours before your airship departs. What are you guys doing?
So she wrote in her journal that there is a university in Bahaset.
Yes.
There's a university in Bahaset.
There is a fairly large one and very well known for. It's a magical university, obviously. Like
of course. That's why it proked my interest.
Yes.
Hey. Before we leave, have you guys got food and water? Because, as you're well aware, you need food and water.
We're taking an airship. How long is it going to take?
You still need food
full,
and water.
Like a full... It's...
True.
It's more than... It's like a full day of travel. So, if you guys are leaving by noon, so you won't get to Bahaset until... it's 12 hours. So, 12 at night.
Okay, but... We got
as far as
enough.
I've traveled with our ships, don't I mean, they had like kitchens, you know?
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm like about this? I need to know if you're eating and drinking.
We did get rations from the camp to Bakada. So I still have 5 rations of my own that we didn't use from that trip.
I'm just checking. You know how I get about these things.
It's good that you think ahead.
Yeah, however, he's not the one that's eating it.
At least someone gets it.
That's good. That's good. All right, so we go to get the ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys make your way to the docks and you hang out for a little bit. You can't board just yet, kind of just like going to an airport in real life. And you wait for the gates to open to your airship. After a few hours of hanging out, they eventually do. You guys walk up, your tickets get punched by a person that's standing by the docks that lead to your airship, and you board the airship.
Kronos, before we board, here you go. He gives you the potion of Featherfall.
You already have one.
There's only one potion of Featherfall.
Oh, that was only one. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Two healing potions and one potion of healing.
Who took all the healing potion then?
For the, for, you know, the, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm aware. I appreciate this gesture. This gesture. And this might come in handy at some point.
Uh-huh.
I thank you. I'm going to go sit in a corner before we take off. So I'm nice and sturdy, and then, I'm probably going to be until we land, so don't come bother me.
And once you guys get onto the airship, there is a fair-looking lady standing there and saying, if you look at your cards, they will give you your bunk numbers. Bunks are located on the second lower floor. The third level lower floor is off limits to passengers. And the top floor is obviously the leisure floor. There is tables around. We have a little bit of a small casino on deck if you feel like you want to gamble. And then, of course, we serve three meals a day. But the travel to Bahaset is 12 hours. So enjoy the ride. If you guys have any questions, ask one of the members of the airship.
What is the percentage before you leave? What is the percentage of fatalities regarding airships?
Typically only like maybe 1%.
That's good odds. I'll walk straight past them.
Airship
and into my,
is like the safest way to travel. So.
Okay, I'll just check in. I mean, it doesn't sound bad.
Well,
you know,
sounds like a personal problem, and she smiles and walks away.
Certainly is.
All right.
I mean,
so
look, now you got the potion, and you know, got that covered now.
All right.
Worst case scenario, I jump on your slowly descending body.
Right. For 1 minute.
Yeah, only for 1 minute.
So worst case.
Oh, go ahead.
Worst case, the airship goes down, just all gather around me, and I can feather for all us all.
I'm not at all next to you anymore. I left for my bunk.
All right. And thus, the airship detaches from the docks and sets off into the air, making its way to Bahaset. Will the ship come plummeting down from the sky and all of Kronos' fears come to reality? I'm not sure, but I guess we'll find out on the next episode of the Chronicles. That happened again.
Gotcha again.
We'll find out on the next episode of the Lost City of Mecha Hamu.